Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Pure Soul Alchemy. I'm Gabriela Espinosa, and I'll be taking us through a psychic surgery shamanic treatment for the next 20 minutes. It's most beneficial if you can lay down and close your eyes while receiving the treatment. So be sure to be in a nice, comfortable position, preferably laying down, so you can relax as much as possible. Pure Soul Alchemy is a transmission of channeled shamanic operations through my perception and vocalization of what's going on in the inner energetic grid. We are open in ways to allow these technologies to come through into our reality and enact change on your behalf. So allow your mind to relax into the words and phrases that are going to come through. Some of them may make sense. A lot of them probably won't, and that's okay. Just let them flow and without trying to work your brain so hard to follow. If you fall asleep, that's great. You don't need to attend or focus on the words and their meanings. It's quite helpful to replay the session over and over again because it deepens the healing effects and it takes the healings deeper and further. So if you find this session helpful, please give it a thumbs up, or subscribe so that you can be alerted about new upcoming sessions. So today's show is a shamanic session to support us in assimilating new awakening energies and upgrading our state of evolution in our upward progression of consciousness and our capacity and willingness to receive the awakening energies currently coming in for us at this time. So before listening to this session, in your mind's eye, connect to where you feel maybe blocked or hesitant or resistant to fully receiving the high frequencies that are really coming in strongly at this time. Visualize giving your full consent from the deepest parts of your being for advancing your awakening. Bring these to the forefront of your attention as you receive these alchemy applications. So now go ahead and lay down, rest, relax, recline, close your eyes. Taking slow, steady breaths. Mouth closed, mouth open, doesn't matter. Whatever's comfortable for you. And as you're deeply breathing, begin feeling into your body, noticing where you feel tension, pain, numbness, or any sensation, and breathe into those areas. Bringing life force, prana, chi, vitality to these places as you breathe into them. And allow this breath awareness to continue as we go through our session. Great. So we're going to begin by connecting with our divine physical and non-physical intelligence to align completely with our own core essence. Aligning with the fundamental and essential aspects of ourselves. Aligning with the earth, the sun, the moon, with our own mother, father, God, self, with our own inherent creator self, and the right placement in the universe. The purest healing source within us is our own deepest aspect. We agree to serve as our own healing agent and to serve from and as our own ultimate inner counsel, the all that I am. We now invoke, welcome, and receive our beloved Mother and Father God to exact their loving, divine, blessed grace directly into our healing proceedings today. A lot of energetic support coming through. And I just want to reiterate right now, you're definitely going to want to play this session several times over the next several months. I want to say 4, 5, or 6 months. All right, so we're going to begin with healing point number one, dismantling any resistance we may have towards upgrade and change. I'm going to do a little clapping clearing there. And this is right predominantly in the solar plexus, the whole abdominal region. It's usually where when we're confronting a new challenge, a new journey or possible life change or new trajectory, that's where usually where we start to crunch and pull back and constrict. So I'm doing a cleansing there. Dismantling any resistance towards upgrade and change, possible life improvement even, or consciousness improvement. So any resistance towards any of that is what we are dismantling. Dissolving any resistance to beneficial energies coming to our planet, coming to our individual selves, coming to us as a collective, as a whole. All right, clap, more clapping, clearing. These are sides of the head. Just doing a lot of dissolving, dismantling of resistance to upward trends, upward change, evolution, etc. And really coming online, assisting our beings in coming more online towards allowance of a full planetary-wide application of these benevolent, beneficial energy upgrades or energies that are meant for upgrading us. Right. And so just want to reiterate, I say this often, you know, I'm feeling this and perceiving this from my abdominal region. This may apply to a different part of your body. So just be open to experiencing this cleansing anywhere on or above or outside of your physical corporeal body. Another clapping clearing there. For me, it's my abdomen. For you, it may be elsewhere. Electrostatic residual charge. So we want to do a cleansing, a neutralization there. A cleansing. We're initiating a cleansing of negative information requests. And I'm going to leave that to your system to interpret that in a way that is right for you and your body, mind, and system. All right, we want to do a healing for an experience of data involution. We want to do a refresh and a reset of all old handicapped movements, our movement capacity, towards favoring, developing, spacious, conscious understanding of one's growth arc. Great. Well, let's do a cleansing for the spine, spinal column, vertebrae, intervertebral areas, etc. And any place that I'm not, my mind isn't grokking, I'm going to cleanse for all of that. Okay, and so we want to allow for a deep cleansing, purging, upgrade for our spinal column, our spinal system. We want to expand flexibility, expand experiential movement towards higher and more beneficial direction. All right, so don't understand this. Speaking infusions to enormously cleanse past participation rituals. So a massive, enormous cleansing of past participation rituals. And not sure what that speaking infusions is, but bringing it in as is. Higher field replenishment. All right, so speaking infusions to enormously cleanse past participation rituals, delivering them out of your psyche for warm, divinely inspired integrations to come through instead. And my sense of this, some of this is, part of this is that that speaks to perhaps a clash of the new energies coming in, the new frequencies, the new possible realities, as opposed to the old ones that have run their course. So there's an inside battle or clash. The that does not compute kind of thing that may be going on for some of us. Massive motor reflex upgrade. We want to do a healing for inhibition of our standards, of our true correct standards and compass. When something feels off and we do it anyway, or for whatever reason, you know, we supersede and override our internal compass, our inner knowing, our internal sense of what feels right and what feels off. So we want to do a healing there to reclaim our internal compass. Believing in one's heart space to supersede all old obsolete notions of growth. Great. Once again, another clapping clearing. For me, it's my solar plexus, abdominal area. For you, maybe elsewhere. These are just areas of contraction, friction, holding on to the old, etc. Initiating higher ground landing points. And once again, cleansing inhibition rituals. Healing point number two, reset to formation upgrade. Reset to formation upgrade. Spiritual space understanding levels, rejuvenation, dismantling any allegiances to old frequencies. Old frequency set points, they no longer exist, so why have any allegiance to them? Dissolving any allegiances to people, organization, social constructs, any contracts, agreements, loyalties, misplaced loyalties. So we're dissolving any of these that are based in the old frequencies. The love remains. Consciousness remains, true connection, healthy connection remains. It's these old allegiances that we are dissolving, putting in for dissolution. Great. Nullifying heart limitation parameters. Nullifying heart limitation parameters. Reclaiming of our inherent heart instincts. Spacious claiming design to inform positive reality relationship, an upgraded positive relationship with the new reality. Property entrance to shift. Okay, we're going to do a cleansing for the crown chakra, and we're still doing a lot of processes for our heart chakra, but we're doing a cleansing for our crown chakra primarily this part, back part of the head, you know, that where you would have like a beanie up there. I don't know what those are called, but they cover the top of your crown right here. Right, and so with that, we want to open the base. We want to open our root chakra to allow that to happen, process even more deeply and thoroughly. Contracted evidence, realizing merged infinite personalities will be aware easily. Allowing for movement in the individual class. Allowing for movement in the individual class. Opening a line of discovery and welcoming evolutionary attribution for a new reality to set in. Let's do a quick chakra cleanse. All right, cleansing chakra one. Root, base, pelvic area, chakra cleansing. All right, let's cleanse the cleanse the feet chakra, or the chakra right below touching the feet. Cleansing the portal gate, our personal portal gateway to the soul. Soul of all life, the soul of our persona, who we are individually. Clearing chakra two. Doing a washing, a purification of chakra two. We want to cleanse and dissolve any front, center, and backwards allegiances held in chakra two. Establishing room, plenty of space for a new parameter upgrade. Great, clear it. Cleansing chakra three. New warm, inspirational data sets. Great, doing a washing, a cleansing of chakra three, of our solar plexus chakra. Cleansing inferiority set points in the third chakra. Communal space of upgraded, peaceful allowance. For the individual. And the collective. Right, cleansing the fourth chakra, cleansing the heart chakra. Cleansing, washing, purifying, detoxifying, heart space limitations, and new quality upgrade for heart chakra reflex. Independence reestablishment. Heart consciousness knowing upgrade, new warm affiliations with life, and purging old contracts to make room for essential contracts for what is to come and what we are to become. Cleansing chakra five, the throat chakra. Great, clearing, cleansing any disablement constitutions out of the throat chakra. Clearing any contortion responses and negative impressions of self and each other. right? We really want to awaken being truthful and honest about what we're seeing and perceiving and what's happening and what's going on. Right, the veils of, we want to cleanse any veils of illusion, of rose-colored glasses. We simply want to see what's really going on, what's really happening, what's really true. We want to see the good, bad, the ugly, so we can transform. And this is not meant derogatory. It's like, I think it's just an old phrase. Any Pollyanna thinking, it's not meant negatively. It's meant like, maybe that my brain is mislabeling. I don't know. But any way, I think the rose-colored glasses analogy fit it. You know, any way of trying to misrepresent something for the benefit of our own comfort level, our old comfort level, I should say. And I mean by misperceive and misrepresent to ourselves, basically lying to ourselves. So we really want to do a massive cleansing there. We're already going up and cleansing the fifth and a half chakra right here, I call it, and the sixth chakra with that process. Because we can't heal if we're not seeing everything, if we're not allowing ourselves to see and perceive and be truly aware. And not just of what's going on the surface level, but every level below that surface level. In ourselves and in other people and in other organizations, situations. Situations, etc. Great. So a nice cleansing for the fifth and a half, sixth chakras. We've already done a cleansing for the crown chakra. Any other place? No. Okay, great. So let's move on to healing point number three. Personal learning upgrades to energies of formations, new formations, upgraded formations, right? And do a clapping, clearing back of where the occipital area is. Personal learning upgrades to energies of past formations, dissolving any past infestations in order for a purification to occur. Dissolving any past infestations. Deep purification and our full-on allowing of that. Initiating a deep honing of one's spiritual gifts, understanding, and awareness. Understandings and awarenesses. A deep honing one's spiritual gifts, understandings, and awarenesses. That process is going to be ongoing for many months to come for all of us. Great. And this is especially important, especially in these times of great misrepresentations occurring. All right, want to do a massive healing and dissolving of any sabotage, past, present, and future, to our right state of grace. We're doing a deconstruction and extraction of any old sabotage programming. Inclusions. Detrimental manipulations. And any other permutations of that. a massive deconstruction and extraction of any old sabotaging programs to our right state of grace. We want to do a clearing of any fear of letting those go. Any fear, like that we, on some level, some part of us may believe we need that in order to survive in this world. The world is changing, so we want to let those go to even further facilitate our world's changing. Claiming our inherent right to fully thrive. Claiming our inherent right to fully engage our divine right awakening here and now. Great, let's go ahead and initiate and begin our alchemy declarations. I now declare I am claiming my inherent right to fully thrive. I now fully engage my divine right awakening here and now. I now confirm and engage my highest evolutionary power. I sync or synchronize my formation with consciousness awakening. Truth and inspiration inform my movements with precision, accuracy, and love wisdom. Instead of shrinking back from these powerful expansion frequencies, I now choose to move forwards towards them with ease, peace, grace, excitement about the beauty they facilitate to unfold. I now know I can handle these energy infusions with confidence and trust that they are in my highest good and the highest and best good of all. Great, so we're now bringing our session to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in to Pure Soul Alchemy. If you have found this session helpful, please like and subscribe and click the bell to be alerted about new sessions. I highly recommend that you listen to this session repeatedly. This will deepen the effects of the session and take your healing much, much further, especially this session. And to schedule your own individual session and for more information, please visit www.puresoulalchemy.com. This is Gabriella. Have a wonderful day.